Thank you. I'm Carol, and I'm your speaker today. So, Judy, can you put those up, please? I have a reason for doing this. This is going to be my before and
Yeah,
after portrait.
I'm going to. I also want to make sure that Cheryl's recording. I mean, Cheryl's timekeeping.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm putting up the pictures right now.
These are my before pictures. That was back 4 years ago. I've been in the program for 4 years now, and that is my before picture and my after picture. And now this is my today's picture.
Oh, okay. I was just going to get those other pictures for you. Sorry.
That's okay.
For some reason it's not. Sorry about that. Give me one second, you guys. Apologies. I thought it would come up easier than it is. Here's the next one. Okay, screen share.
This was another one. This is when I was at my heaviest back 4 years ago. And that's the before picture of me. And
And I'm going to put up the last one you sent me. One second. Sorry, you guys, I wasn't fluid with this. Okay.
And that's at my heaviest. Well, this time around. But anyways, thank you for sharing those for me, Judy. And the reason I did that is, like if I'm honest with myself, I started this journey strictly to lose weight. In those pictures, I weighed over 270 pounds. I was in a size 3X or 24, and I was inching my way up. And the reason I say this is because I had lost and gained 150 pounds at least 7 times in my life. My highest weight at one time was 330 pounds. When I decided in 2021 to go back to OA, I was 65 years old, and my husband, in his kindest, gentlest way, would say, don't be disappointed if you can't lose weight because you are over the age of 65, and it's extremely hard to lose weight. So you have a snowball's chance in hell of doing it. And he was trying to be kind about it, but he just said it's really hard to lose weight after 65. And I wanted you to see that it's not hard to do. I mean, not impossible. Today we weigh about 155. And I stay between 155 and 160, and now I'm in a size 10-12. I've been abstinent for 4 years, and my abstinence for me is defined that I have no flour and no sugar. I weigh my meals. I have 3 meals with a snack and measured meals a day with nothing in between. So for the first years of my life, it was a first 2 years of my life, it was a pretty normal life. And then when I was two, I had a monumental event happen, which would determine how my life would go from there on. My closest person, who always took care of me, that I loved more than anything, was my father. And he was diagnosed with severe bipolar at the time. And at this time, he tried to commit suicide, and he disappeared for, he went into a mental hospital for at least a year. So he disappeared out of my life. And this was a pattern that he had over the next time, a whole time of his life. Like he would try to commit suicide, and then he would come home for 7 years. It was like a 7-year pattern. So my whole life growing up until he passed away was this pattern. And it really meant a lot to me. He was like the closest person to me. And at this time, when I was two, we moved in with my grandparents. And my grandmother took over the role of being a caregiver because my mom had to go work and be the breadwinner. So I grew up very, very fearful. Like, I can remember back when I was getting my hair cut when I was like 6 years old. I would sit in the barber's chair, and my grandmother had to hold my hand. I was so afraid something was going to happen. And at nighttime, every night before I went to bed, I would look under the beds. Even before I went to the bathroom, I was afraid something was going to come out of the bathroom and get me. And I don't, all this I feel like was fearful from my dad's disappearing from me. And I even, when I went to bed at night, I even put a book, a hardcover book, under my pajamas so that I would be sure nobody would come in the middle of the night and stab me. I don't know where that all came from, but I mean, I lived like that for many years. However, then when I got really upset, well, no matter what emotion I had, whether I was happy, sad, fearful, whatever I was feeling at the time, my grandmother comforted me by giving me food, cookies, candy, ice cream, anything the sweeter the better is what I went for. I realized that food made me feel loved. And at the time, sugar became my best friend. Eventually, I would start to binge and I hid food so I can go have it later on. And then I would also steal money from my grandparents' drawers and go down to the candy store. And I got so fat when I was little that when I went to school, I was teased by everyone. Like they talk about being bullied nowadays. Well, back then, kids were brutal, you know, and it really hurt me. And I, because I was the fattest girl in the class, and I just ached, my heart ached because I just wanted to be like the skinny girls. I couldn't fit in any normal clothes. They were always like polyester, and I was in size husky. And I used to beg my mom to please give me clothes like normal girls. So one day she got me these pink jeans, shorts. And I had a pink blouse on, and I went outside to play with the kids. And they, as I came out the door, they said, "Oh, here comes the fat pig, the pink pig." And it just like it tore my heart out to think that these were my neighborhood friends, that this is how they thought of me. And I just went back in the house and I would eat. And when I was around 13, it was my first attempt to losing weight. And I went on this really strict diet and I exercised and I lost 65 pounds. And I kept it off for 4 years while I was in high school. However, at that time, I started drinking. I started doing drugs. All I was worried about was partying. My grades were C's, D's, and F's. And but I had the flattest stomach in the school. I used to lay down and we used to go in the bathroom in the high school bathroom and show each other our stomachs, how flat they were. That was like really important back then. And at 18, I got married and I s smoked a lot of pot with my husband and I binged a lot. And eventually I gained all my weight back. And I got pregnant when I was 20 and I gained 100 pounds. And I remember going into the doctor and he said, "You were a bad girl this month. You gained 10 pounds, you know." And it was like, oh, well, I was eating for two. So eventually my husband left me. He said he couldn't handle being with a fat wife anymore. And that he left me with a 2-year-old and I was really lonely and depressed. All of a sudden, my old patterns returned. I started eating out of control. I started binging on 1,000 calories a day, but no matter how hard I tried, I could not stop eating. I tried everything. I tried Weight Watchers. I tried cabbage soup diet. I tried Nature Slim. I even tried diet pills and Black Beauty diet pills, they were called back then. I went on Optifast and I had no eating solid foods for 6 months. And I was a spokesperson for their program, and I worked for the program, and they used me as the golden girl, losing all this weight on Optifast. And then one bite of food one time, and that was it. I binged my way back, and It was really embarrassing because it was the company, a hospital that I worked for and worked for their program. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I hated myself. I hated everybody around me. But I felt like my whole life was out of control. I was so obsessed with food. I felt like I was going crazy. And I thought, how could something so minor as food do this to me? I mean, how could it control your life? It's something that we have to do to live on. So at this time, someone recommended treatment center. So I was living, I live in Ohio, and at the time, someone recommended going to Florida for a treatment center. So I went to a treatment center, and OA was part of the treatment center. I did a lot of OA. And as my aftercare, I had to go to meetings. However, where I lived, there were not a lot of meetings around. So I never worked a program. I never got a sponsor. I never did the work. I just was going through the motions. I white knuckled it. I lost 140 pounds, and I kept that weight off for 2 years, and I thought I was cured. I had, you know, that mental twist that becomes like, oh, well, now I can eat like a normal person, you know, I can become a normal eater. So I decided that I could have just one piece of whatever it was, and that one piece turned into 3 years of binging and gaining all my weight back, even with a rebate. So over the next 15 years or so, I was full blown back into the food, binging, trying to diet. Every Monday, I would start a new diet, and by Monday night, I would fail again. I tried a few more treatment centers. I was one roller coaster after another, gaining weight, losing weight. I would lose 10 pounds here, 10 pounds there, but never being able to get a control over the eating. And I even had bariatric surgery and had a lap band put in. And I lost 85 pounds, but eventually I figured out how I could get around that and eat with the lap band in there. And I gained all my weight back and more. So over the years, I r tried hard. It was like this major thing. My whole life was controlled by food. I could not stop thinking about food. I was obsessed by it. I felt like I was possessed. And I was suffering physically and mentally. I could barely walk. My feet were constantly swollen. They looked like balloons. And I couldn't fit into an airplane seat. And I remember, well, every time I did fly, I had to ask, I would go to the attendant and say, can I have a seat extension? And I would whisper it to her because I was so embarrassed. And she goes, I'll bring you one. And then she would come down the aisle and go, who's the one that wanted the seat extension? And I wanted to die because it's like now everybody knows that I can't fit in my seat. So I didn't like going to restaurants. I was afraid that if I would go into the restaurant and scan the restaurant to see what kind of seats they were, because I was afraid if I sat down on them, I would break them. And also, like, I couldn't fit in a booth, but that still wasn't enough to make me stop eating. I was binging on all kinds of junk food. And I would binge until I would get sick. And it wasn't like a good sick that I wanted to be doing that to get rid of the food. I just ate so much I couldn't do it anymore. So at that point, I researched for another treatment center, and I found one down in Florida. And I went there for 3 months. And that was rough, being away from home for 3 months. I had a son, and I had to find somebody to take care of him. But anyways, afterwards,
5 minutes.
there, 5 minutes.
Five
Okay,
minutes.
so their aftercare included OA. So What I did was when I came home from there, I did 90 meetings in 90 days and did the whole thing. And I stayed abstinent that time for 3 years. Then one day I went to my brother's wedding and I thought, you know what? I am definitely a normal eater now. So I decided that I could have a couple cookies and I stuffed them in my, I went, I had a couple, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I can have this is go back again. And I put cookies in my pocket. I ate like 50 cookies, and all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, it's back again. And I called it Ed. He sits on my shoulder and he said, go ahead, you can eat one more cookie. And I went on a binge for the next 20 years and could not get away from it. No matter what I did, I could not do that. So on January 2021, I decided that I couldn't take it anymore. So I went on a Zoom meeting of a food plan, followed that for 7 days, and I decided that I would do whatever they told me I needed to do. I was totally powerless. I admitted complete defeat. And I needed something greater than myself to help me with my life. So I totally surrendered. I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. And thank God for Zoom because I can go to these meetings. I attend 3 meetings a week. I do service. I sponsor fellows in the program. This time I worked the program. I still weigh and measure my planned meals. And this is what keeps me abstinent. I do say for the past 6 months, I've been through some extreme events in my life. I've been on vacations to Europe. I've had close deaths in the family, and my 8-year-old grandson was diagnosed for with cancer. And even through all that, due to this program, I still stayed abstinent. And my life now is a much more grounded person. I am a better wife and mother and friend. I have a life between my meals now. The insanity of chasing and obsessing about food is gone. I have more energy and motivation than I've ever had in my whole life. And I came into this program looking for another diet and a way to get thin, and I gained a whole new life, only one that I could dream of that I never had before. And I realized that I wanted to be a normal eater. And through this whole process, I found out that this is my normal.
Left.
There's not the, what? Is it time?
2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Through this time process, I found out that this is my normal. I am never going to be a normal person that I thought was a normal person, where I can eat and do what I want to do. And I have discovered that this is normal. And now my life is, I don't want to say it's perfect because it's not, but there is no going back to the way I was eating one day at a time, because now I absolutely love my life. I love myself. And I can finally fit into that airplane seat and have no seatbelt extension. And recovery has been such a gift for me through the friends that I've met through OA. And I just thank God every day for this program. And I thank you for allowing me to share today. Thank you.